the sports talk radio justice world, mediocre quarterback play and porous tackling are considered especially heinous. On the Lance J Show, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad at Paragon 7 Studios. These are their stories.
So I've been out on vacation the last couple of weeks, and actually, Janelle King and myself, I announced to start the show that ATR Voices is picking up the Rubicon, which is the healthcare series. I'm very excited about that. If you've listened to this show, I have a very unique place in radio, and I'm fortunate I've had the best mentors and been around some amazing people, both in my healthcare executive career and individuals that have mentored me to be a radio broadcaster. And we do this show, I've been doing this show for 10 years, and we've been on ESPN, we've been on Radio One. I've been an individual that has been on the sidelines or at the press box during games. I've seen the peak behind the curtain, especially when I was with ESPN. I've had a lot of access, a lot of opportunity, learned a lot. And this show, the Lance J Radio Network, has been on for a decade. And I'm so proud of that. But my other passion is healthcare. So I love sports. I love covering sports. I love talking to athletes and especially hip-hop artists about their affinity for sports. It's one of my favorite things to do. But during the pandemic, there were no sports. And I had a contract that had not run out with NBC Sports yet. So very similar to what Clay Travis did. And this was something that Clay Travis, I'm not a big fan of his politics. He's in Nashville just like I am. In fact, OutKick was literally across the hallway from Paragon 7 Studios when I had my first downtown office, when I was up on the 20th floor. OutKick was literally across the office. Across the hallway. I could look. I had pretty much almost a complete glass front. And this is when I had that studio. You could see downtown Nashville and the skyline behind me. I could see the OutKick staff. Like, I could see them through the window walking by. And I got a chance to meet a lot of those guys. Don't agree with them politically, but respect Clay Travis and what he's doing with that business, in addition to taking over as part of the team that took over for Rush Limbaugh for political talk, conservative political talk. And similar to Clay Travis, who he had President Trump at the time on his radio show to talk about healthcare. And he was one of the first people that pivoted to healthcare, even though it was a sports show that he was doing on Fox Sports Radio, but there were no sports. And I remember he was giving updates on COVID and on the death toll and on the IHME, which was a website that showed how many cases, how many people were successfully surviving from COVID, how many people were being hospitalized, how many people perished. And I didn't agree with his political beliefs. Like I said, he was one of those guys that was telling people don't get vaccinated. It's a scam. It's a lie. All of that stuff. And I'm not saying that vaccines were the end all be all, because I don't believe that either. I just didn't think that Clay Travis was the individual that should have been spreading that message as a non-clinician, as a non-healthcare individual. But I did a very similar pivot. There are no sports. So I started the healthcare show. And the healthcare show is what changed my life. It changed my reputation. And we now have the opportunity to bring that to Sirius XM 141. And I'm just so fired up. I'm so happy. Janelle King is going to be joining me. It's just going to be absolutely awesome. I ran healthcare plans. I'm an insider. I know healthcare. I've run the P&L, the profit and loss. So I'm excited about sharing that. But back to my initial discussion and what led in from the last segment, I'm going to yahoosports.com. And I'm a little bit late to the party, but this topic just bothers me. I just hate this topic. I hate when people get into this. Basically, to set the table, Angel Reese, and I talked about this a few weeks ago, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark got into a little bit of a kerfuffle to start the season. And basically what transpired was it was a defensive set. Somebody missed an assignment. Angel Reese had an open baseline path to the basket. Now, if you've watched Angel Reese play, that's because she was open and had a path to the basket. Doesn't mean that she had any chance to score at all. But Caitlin Clark somewhat tackled her. It was a hard foul. I didn't think it was flagrant, but she was assessed a flagrant. I didn't think it was flagrant. I just felt that it's basketball. You're not supposed to just give somebody a free bucket. But I'm from the era. I'm from the Jordan getting tackled by Bill Laimbeer era. I'm from the Xavier McDaniel, Anthony Mason, Goon, Kevin Duckworth era. This ignited a lot of the race war that continues to go on in the WNBA, which is why I'm not watching the WNBA this year. And Ryan Clark, who I respect, and Robert Griffin, who I don't like as a broadcaster. I like Ryan Clark. I don't like Robert Griffin, but I respect Robert Griffin. He's a very intelligent, articulate, and was individual and was a phenomenal player. It is not RG Knee's fault that Daniel Snyder spent north of $1 billion to buy, at the time, the Washington Redskins, and only spent a couple of $100 refurbishing the turf at FedEx Field. That is not RG Knee's fault. And Robert Griffin had his career ended by piss poor management of the turf and of his injury. And it was just the now Washington Commanders, they're just an abominable organization from top to bottom. But to provide more context, Robert Griffin and Ryan Clark spent about a week and a half taking shots at each other. Basically, Robert Griffin referred to Angel Reese, kind of said that she was a hater, said she hates Caitlin Clark, is jealous of her. He played the race card. Ryan Clark, who seemingly, I don't want to call Ryan Clark a race baiter, but I'll just say this. I cover sports, been covering sports for a decade. If there's racial injustice and inequality, I'm going to bring it up. But Ryan Clark seems to get into racial topics. That seems to be 2/3 of his shtick. And when you're always in the racial discussion, when it's always some type of discussion about white supremacy or some discussion about colonization or some discussion about disparities, there are disparities. And I talk about the disparities. Look, Ryan Clark played in the NFL. He knows a lot more of what's going on than I do. But I'm just saying that his platform and a lot of the things that he discusses are racially driven, and it's off-putting to some. I think that's a fair assessment. Ryan Clark went after RG Knee for taking Caitlin Clark's side and basically said, in so many words, you have a white wife, and made comments that RG3, and they were teammates in Washington. They worked together at ESPN before Robert Griffin got fired. And he brought up some personal stuff. Like he put RG3's wife into the chat unnecessarily. And then the clapback, RG3 was basically like, yo, your first kid was with a white woman. So we're getting full interracial. We're getting into interracial marriages and procreation. So that's the setup. So I'm 10 minutes in to the segment. Back to Yahoo Sports. Ryan Clark regrets bringing Robert Griffin III's wife into things. Clark 45 publicly apologized to Griffin, his former NFL teammate, on the Pivot podcast a couple of weeks ago. If I had to address RG3 again, I wouldn't include his wife. She did not need to be made an example of in order to make my point. I could have easily pointed to the positive impact a connection with black women had on the way you see, understand, and treat them. And that was basically Ryan Clark's point, that you married a woman of Caucasian descent. You've chosen to surround yourself with, quote, milk, and you brag about that. You don't know what's going on in black community. You don't know how to understand black women. How could you attack Angel Reese? And this is exactly what the people at the WNBA and the race baiters and the race warriors and the people that want to wage World War III through women's basketball, that's exactly what they wanted. Clark elaborated on his thought process behind the initial video of the Griffin couple discussing the feud between WNBA stars Reese and Clark, which is not really that much of a feud. We've seen Angel Reese play. We've seen Caitlin Clark play. Caitlin Clark is going to be an all-star, a generational talent. Angel Reese is a role player. She's a very good role player. She's probably going to be Dennis Rodman. She's going to be one of the best rebounders in the history of the league. She is not a star on the court. She's a star off the court. She's probably going to be a bigger star off the court when it's all said and done. Because she has that thing. She has some assets. I did not love the optics of RG3, a black man, imitating and what I thought was insulting a black woman with his wife in the background, almost as a prop. In my opinion, applauding what I felt was a personal attack on Angel Reese. And I'll stop there. I'm running out of time. I'll just say this. We got to get past this stuff. Whoever you love and whoever, I know that Dr. Umar, everybody wants to be Dr. Umar. His modus operandi is speaking out against interracial marriages. That's his platform. That's his right to free speech. But I'm just imploring people, whoever you love, their race, their color, their creed, their religion, shouldn't we be at a place in society where those things don't matter anymore? Because we're getting into some real theatrics. You have Ryan Clark getting on Robert Griffin, basically saying you're disrespecting a black woman, and he's trying to come to the aid of Angel Reese. The first segment I did when I came on this show, my first show on HR Voices Sirius XM 141, I said on my show, I will not tolerate disrespect for Angel Reese. I will not tolerate disrespect for Simone Biles. I will not tolerate disrespect for Naomi Osaka. I will not tolerate disrespect for Sha'Carri Richardson. So I get it. But when you start getting into who somebody's married to, and because somebody marries outside of their race, that they don't understand what's going on, they're not about the culture, they're not about the streets, they're not about the trap, they're not about the diaspora, especially when your first seed was interracial, it's just a bad look. It's immature. It's sophomoric. You don't know what's going through someone's mind. You don't know why somebody picks who they love and who they choose to be around. It's none of your business. It's not my business. It's none of the listeners, the people that watch ESPN, the people that listen to this show on HR Voices. It's nobody's business. Judge human beings by their character. Judge successful marriages by the love that the couples have for one another. Don't make judgments on individuals because they don't operate within the space that you feel they should operate into. And I wanted to address it because it just disgusts me. These are two elite talents, in my opinion. Now, RG3 is bad at broadcasting games. He's not good at broadcasting games, but he's good in the studio. And it's a Heisman winner. To win, you know how good you gotta be to win a Heisman at Baylor. Ryan Clark, he's one of the top people at ESPN. He's one of the top 10 voices, so to speak, in all of sports talk. Do better, gentlemen. Paragon 7 Studios. Peace.
Seven studios. You are listening to the Lunch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
James Lewis.
Well, first of all, Stone Cold, I really like your style, the no-nonsense approach to wrestling. I think you could go far, except for one thing. I mean, what's with the swearing all the time? I think it kind of indicates a lack of creativity, a lack of imagination, and I think it'll hinder you in your future here in the WWF.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I think if you keep talking to me like that, and if you're in person here, I might hinder your life.
She's lucky she's on the
phone. The bottom line is, I say shut up. I say whatever I want, when I want, how I want.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.